that's my studio there. It's a big old factory building that used to be a pencil factory, which is kind of hilarious. It's got these giant, what they would be like 15, 16 foot pencil sculptures on the side. So I've drawn most of the buildings on each of these corners. I'm an illustrator professionally, so I draw all the time, but when I came here, I wanted to start a project where I sort of represented what I was seeing. I did want to go to every place and touch every building and experience every facet New York had, and the only way I sort of felt I could do that would be through drawing, which is my way of communicating and interacting with the world around me. 900,000 keeps getting bandied around, but I don't know if that's just Manhattan buildings or... I've drawn about 1,000 so far, and it's been, what, 2 or 3 years? So it's going to take a while. I hope to have buildings that people know and buildings that surprise people, you know. They might go, oh, I've walked down that street 100 times and never seen that building. I've been drawing since forever, it feels like. My earliest memory is in preschool, just wanting to draw the whole time. We had like 4 activities to do, having a sleep, doing the puzzles and riding the bikes and doing painting or drawing. And I just remember saying to myself, I'm going to do the most intricate drawing so I didn't have to move on to the other things. My style, I would describe it as being pretty whimsical and almost cute, maybe, so that the colours are quite pastel-y. When you draw every day, your style just kind of happens a little bit, you know? I'm drawing all the time. I have to have a pencil with me. I don't know where the one I have now is. In my pocket. Yeah, there it is. Sometimes my drawings of people aren't particularly flattering because I like all the quirky details, you know. My wife doesn't like the drawings I do of her because I like the wrinkles and the, you know, the little imperfections in things, which is what I pull out in the buildings and makes them cute, but it doesn't tend to make people look that cute.